we made it. Boy, what a struggle sometimes. I love those songbooks. That was a combination. My wife was going through it, and people were calling her, and I'd like this in, and then we should take that out. And anything done by committee, good luck. And Rich, who picked the cover? Was that you? You had it done. Okay, Rich. And it turned out great. And I like the cover of our little booklet. So that's a brochure. And I'm taking a little liberty with all of you. Here's to you. Elbert made me speak on atonement. And I got off on the stage and walked back. And I made a beeline. I was so dry, I was just thinking, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. And I went back there, and there was no coffee. So, just proves what I've said for years. We are creatures of habit. Creatures of habit. And so here we are. I think our church has been doing this now 15 years. Does that sound right? Does that sound right, Donna? Yeah, she's saying, yeah, Anita's, yeah. Okay, 15 years. And that's one of the things we wanted to do when we started this little church, is keep the holy days and keep the Sabbath. They tell you, you don't need to do that anymore. You know, nuts to you. We'll do it. I have a friend here, Joe, and he said, make a lot of noise, keep him awake. So, Joe, I've got about 2.5 hours worth of material, so will that do it? He's already asleep. Okay. This is just great. Just amazing to see all of you here. The old faces and, like my wife said, some new. It's going to be a challenge. Well, last year I spoke the first night. And I went through, and I'm going to do it again. We're going to see that in the millennium, all nations will keep the feast as we're doing now. Keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So let's just go to Zechariah 14 and 16. 14 and 16. Wow, I can't believe it. Here we go. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, speaking of Christ, the Lord of hosts, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that those who will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. No rain. And we can see just a little bit of that, what's going on in California right now. Zechariah 14:18. And if the family in Egypt goes not up and come not that have no rain, there shall be a plague. Well, sure. No water. You can't take a bath. You can't take care of yourself. You can't eat right. So they're going to have a plague. Wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So it's pretty important at that time that they get with the program. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all, get that, of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So if they don't get their act together and as a nation show up, you know, they're going to have to go through some hard times. Let's go to Deuteronomy 31 and 10. Deuteronomy 31 and 10. I just feel real happy up here. Mark said we have streaming video. Does that mean I can stay in bed and watch it on my TV tomorrow morning? No, Albert, no. He has to come down, I have to come down, and so do you. Okay, Deuteronomy 31 and 10. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he has chosen. Thou shalt read this law, and I'm reading you a little history here, before all of Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men, women, and children, and the stranger that is within your gates. I was hoping we'd have someone here tonight. I was told people were curious. That might be nice. That they have to hear, and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. And that's why we're here tonight. So let's go back to Leviticus 23 and 34. Leviticus 23 and 34. And it starts again. Leviticus 23, 34. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. And on the first day shall be a holy convocation, and you shall do no servile work therein. Here we are. 23:36. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. So I went through this last year, and I was pointing out that in the future, the whole earth will keep the feast. And about 3,465 years ago, the nation of Israel started keeping the feast, give or take, however you want to count. It doesn't matter. The fact is they started keeping the feast. And as long as they did, they kept God's laws. God helped them stay on track. So, here we are today. The whole world, someday, will keep this day. And they won't work, and they'll come to services like this, and someone will read the law to them. It'll be just wonderful. But I want to point out to you and make a point this year. Things happen. You can write that down. Things happen. And they're going to happen to you. That's right. About a month ago, I was scheduled to speak. But on Friday around 1, I didn't feel too good. Didn't feel very good at all. And by 6 o'clock, I was sick and in bed and throwing up and everything else. And I passed the stone. And that was not fun. So my good friend Albert, he covered for me because I couldn't get out of bed. So things do happen. Now go with me over to Deuteronomy 16:15. Now I'm not twisting this, but I wanted to bring something to your attention. Deuteronomy 16 and 15. And Mark, the coffee is pretty good. Here, he gave me the high sign. 16:15. 7 days thou shalt keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord has chosen, because the Lord thy God shall bless you in all thine increase, and in all the works of thy hands, therewith thou shalt surely rejoice. And we're here as a group, and we should rejoice and be happy. We made the trip. Some of you came from quite a ways. But notice there it says, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy increase. Well, look, I'm blessed with an increase, my wife and I. Very much so. We're able to come up here. We have a fine room in this hotel. We have enough money to go out and eat several times. We brought with us some goodies that she grew. And we're going to have a good time here. But there are people who want to be here tonight. And they want to attend the feast. And they can't be here. They just can't. It didn't work out for them. Illness. One guy we've known for years, he's just not having a good time. His car, he bought a car and it can't get the title, and he's having trouble with that way. We have another family, they're having legal problems. And because of legal problems, they can't be here. They wanted to come, can't do it. Things happen. Now there's all kinds of things that go on that stop people from attending. Health reasons. Here I am. I'm blessed to be here. But I'll tell you by a little bit, I won't make it. I'll be in bed again. Well, I don't want to leave you here this evening with that sad look. What's going to happen to me? See? Because you're here. Other people can't be. And that's how it works out. But stuff will happen. Think about it. I want you to look at where we are and whom you're with. What a group. Go with me to Matthew 24 and 46. Now, just because you can't be here doesn't mean your heart's not in the work. Right? But we're here. So we have additional responsibilities. Matthew 24 and 46. 4:6. It says, "Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing." And that's why we're here. And all of us here are blessed by God with the finances, the health, and the wherewithal to get here. And here we are together. So we should enjoy this moment. We have 8 days to really enjoy this to the fullest. Look who you're with. Look around. People who believe. People who want to succeed in this. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes 9:10. I love this scripture. It's like a reality check that we're all human. Ecclesiastes 9:10. "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do with all your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave." And I can vouch for that. I haven't gone that far yet, but you know, the older I get, the closer I get, the reality sets in. I was seeing my doctor the other day, and she said, "Coy, do you have a will?" I mean, I said, "Why, do you know something I don't?" And she was laughing. She said, "No, you just, you know, you should start thinking in those lines." Oh, for crying out loud. Huh? Reality check was for me. Hello, how are you? Ecclesiastes 9:11. "I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong." Well, that's interesting. "Neither yet bread to the wise, nor the rich to the men of understanding. Nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to all of them." There you go. Some people, when you go home, somebody might, I hope not, get a flat. Things happen. That's just the way it is. That's life. That's your life. So I want you to take advantage of why you're here. Just live it up. Live to the fullest, and I don't mean party. I mean, enjoy the company, enjoy the understanding, enjoy the messages that we're going to hear. It's very important because you're here with all of this. See, good and bad will happen to you. Good and bad. It's life. You know, we cannot, and here's the point, we cannot abandon our principles and our needs. And our wants. And we have failings because we're human. You need to make sure you don't become lax. If you're home and you can't come to the next feast, don't become lax. Don't become careless or sloppy. We all have beliefs, and we need to follow that. And your progress and my progress must continue. We got to keep cranking it out, folks, no matter what happens, no matter how disappointed it is. Just got to stick with it. We cannot abandon our principles. Matthew 5 and 14. Matthew 5 and 14. I believe this is Christ speaking. I didn't highlight it. You know, I was up in my room and Anita brought me some almonds and mixed nuts. Do you know the almonds in California, the trees are shriveling up and dying? And if they don't get water, they'll be gone. My Anita's dad, Dwayne's father, he budded trees, and he budded thousands of almond trees, tens of thousands of them, so they would grow the right almond for the growers. And all that may just go away. So enjoy those things. I'm trying to get you going. You're looking at me a little sad yet, so don't be sad. Here's why. Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, under a basket, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's your job here. That's what you're supposed to do these next 8 days. Glorify God. Let your light shine. Now, let me kind of tie this together. Revelation 3 and 19. It says, "Many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." So repent daily. Be happy where we are. And I hope you do enjoy this time we have together. It's so important, and even more, you know, as I grow older, it becomes more important every year for me, every year. And it's just a thrill to be here. I want to thank all of you for coming, but all that work that went into this, our little church, we did pretty good this year. It's pretty nice. There's Albert and Donna. Okay, well, have a good feast. I'll see you, tomorrow, what time? 10. Okay. And have a good evening.